most patients never realize that the cash price of the drug is cheaper than the copay. There's this whole industry that most people don't know about, says Connecticut lawyer Craig Robbie, who represents people accusing two insurance companies and a PBM of defrauding him. Clawbacks are possible because benefit managers take advantage of the opaque market, says Susan Hayes, a consultant with Pharmacy Outcomes Specialists in Lake Zurich, Illinois. Only the PBMs know who pays what. For their part, benefit managers argue that they actually keep prices low, in part by negotiating rebates from drug makers. That may be true in some cases, but clawbacks have prompted at least 16 lawsuits since October 2016, with accusations that include defrauding patients through racketeering, breach of contract, and violation of insurance laws. The three largest PBMs in the United States, OptiRx, owned by United Health Group Incorporated, CVS, Caremark, owned by CVS Health Corporation, and Express Scripts Holding Company, process an estimated 70-85% of all the prescriptions in the country. A spokesperson for United Health Group Incorporated, the target of a class action suit alleging that OptiRx required network pharmacies to charge excessive fees, said, "We believe these lawsuits are without merit."